For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So, is this on?
Seriously, AJ, we're trying to conduct the contract signing. You have no.
Shut up, Michael Cole! Slap your teeth down your throat!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Look at me, adding another gem to my amazing, amazing stash of wrestling t-shirts. This makes three.
So, yeah.
Pretty sure you have
outside
more than three.
Outside of ours, how many does Joe have? Let's see. Trivia early.
Got a Hogan.
Yeah, there's a Hogan.
Oh, yeah, because you gave me a Hogan.
A Flair.
I do have a Flair. Did you give me that, too?
Probably.
Yeah.
What about that Shawn Michaels shirt?
Austin 316, a Shawn Michaels shirt. The Mets one I bought. Are we going to count that?
Sure.
And this. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And this one.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a six. The rest are our shirts.
Don't you have an NWO? Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
Undisputed Era, eight.
Oh, hey, look at this guy.
A whole week's worth.
Yeah. This is the NXT podcast, right? You've got Johnny's.
Yeah.
I got Velveteen.
Nice.
This is NXT
I got
podcast.
Razor and Sean.
Oh.
But now we got Joe's. Now, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to run down Eric's wrestling t-shirt.
Yeah. All right. All right.
And begin.
We could do a bracket on that.
Eric's best wrestling t-shirt.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Mr. Bracket, the one you have on is going to go pretty far.
Oh, I know. I'm
a big fan of this one.
I love this shirt.
Yes, big fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So before we get into Raw and SmackDown, some people on Twitter were calling it the best Raw in a long time. I don't know what they were watching, but we have to thank
Raw Reunion Redo?
Yeah, Redo. We have to thank a few new patrons. Who signed up on Patreon. So thank you to Mike Auger, Big Cheddar, and Owen Northrup.
Yeah,
thank you. And if you want to be like them, just go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah, maybe next week Lil Swiss will sign up.
Lil Swiss,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
thank you.
But we have to do another special podcast for the month of September.
Yeah, I tossed an idea over to Andrew. I don't know if we could get it in motion.
Did he catch it?
I think we can get it in motion.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, best returns of all time.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Like, people have wanted us to do best debut, but I feel that's an easy winner. Because it's Jericho, like, there's no better debut than that. Because,
like, if you look at some iconic people's debut, like The Rock's debut, it was horrible.
Right.
He looked like shit.
Yeah. Ric Flair's debut was horrible. It was like an episode of Superstars. This is Ric Flair.
Oh, and
he's a champion elsewhere.
Champion somewhere else we don't talk about.
And here he's going to wrestle this jobber.
And he's wrestling. He has the title. Like, he has the WCW title.
That's right.
Yeah.
NWA, I think, right, is what he came from.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of underwhelming ones too.
Right, yeah.
But like, best return, like, there's not a clear winner. I could think of like five great returns, and one of those is probably the winner. But I wouldn't say flat out there's a...
Jericho still makes that list.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple shock ones.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I loved Kevin Nash. That was fucking great.
Kevin Nash.
Oh, at the Rumble.
At the Rumble or Diesel. SummerSlam?
No, Diesel.
Okay,
Diesel
yeah.
at the Rumble.
Yeah. A lot of them happen at the Rumble, I think.
It wasn't a real return, though. More of a special appearance.
Right.
True.
But still. Yeah. Edge, number 30.
Cena, number 30.
Number 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. So.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? 16 of those, you think?
I don't know. We'll see how many good ones there are.
Come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right.
All right, I don't know who's going to win, though.
Who?
It's one that hasn't happened yet. CM Punk.
Okay.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Put it up. Oh.
Bracket.
We can't do that bracket until he returns.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We got to see that.
I don't know how great. It's either going to be really great or really great.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So Raw starts with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, hell
so,
yeah.
So, okay, right away, it's already better than a normal Raw. I get that.
Yeah.
And still to this
Big
day.
Big pop.
Well, yeah.
Top 10?
Still to this day, no one gets a louder pop than him.
Right.
No one.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins came out later. Nothing, you know, not even close. Becky came out later. Not even close.
Yeah, there was some awkward coughing I heard.
It's still Stone Cold.
When Eric Rowan's music hit, it was like, doo, 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 doo. Dude. Like, it was bad.
I'm going to go get some nachos. Not anything.
Doo, 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 doo.
Hey, you guys, what are you here? Who's this asshole coming out? Like, you can hear all this on TV.
Yeah. So the Rattlesnake gets in the ring. He says, it's been over 20 years since
I've been in the garden.
Yeah. And he's also wearing a new T-shirt, which is pretty fucking cool. It says New York on the top, and then it's got the skull right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, flaming eyes.
Meh. I hate those, like, city-themed shirts.
I know. If it didn't have New York on it, it would be, like, you know what I mean? Like, because
right.
It'd be
just
weird.
Make it a normal Stone Cold
shirt. It'd be weird if I bought it because I wasn't there and it says New York on it. But, like, if it just had that you know,
yeah,
skull.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what they do now. Even The Miz. Every time he's, you know, every week now, it's New York is awesome. Dallas
oh,
is awesome.
Yeah.
Every week
that's
with
stupid.
His
it's such
shirts.
Like a, not like a cheap pop. It's like a cheap shirt.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could be like, oh, Houston's awesome because right. It is. Oh, and also it's The Miz.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when they had WrestleMania in Dallas and then...
Dallas 316?
Dallas 316. What is that?
What is that?
What does that mean?
Dallas 316 says I just had WrestleMania here.
Dallas 316 says we're basically Oklahoma.
Yeah. So Stone
Dallas
Cold...
just whooped your ass.
Yeah.
It did?
Stone Cold reminisces about the good times he's had at the Garden, including when
Taker knocked me out, yeah. And then Earl Hebner woke me up, and I said, "Where am I?" And he said, "Jesus, boy, you in the Garden."
You know,
which
at least
wasn't really funny.
At least no.
He laughed to himself after that,
right?
Too.
But he right. didn't follow it up with, "Oh hell, but I love the Undertaker, and I love Earl Hebner, and I love the Garden, and I love you."
Yeah.
He didn't do that. So
right, thank God.
We're off but to a better start.
He did mention an AEW referee.
Yeah.
Earl Hebner. So then we get to the contract signing, and I thought it was kind of weird for Stone Cold to introduce both men. It was like he was a ring announcer.
Right.
He was like, next up is the monster among men, and you're going to get these hands, and oh, he's awesome, Braun Strowman.
And then Braun Strowman gets in the ring. He offers Austin a handshake, but Austin declines.
Oh.
And then Stone Cold's like,
oh, the next guy is Seth freaking Rollins.
And then Rollins gets in the ring, and Stone Cold shakes both of their hands now. So 5 seconds ago, he won't shake Braun's hands.
No.
And then he gets the
he
hands.
He won't shake these hands.
Yeah. So Seth signs the contract first, and then Braun tells Seth... to quote a legend, you mean the one right next to you, asshole?
Mm.
I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass.
And also, congratulations again on the engagement to the love of your life.
Yeah. And then he signs
congratulations to the ratings on your new Stone Cold show after this one.
But once again, they are interrupted by the OC. And AJ Styles does a funny Stone Cold impression. He also tells the crowd to stop saying what. So they respond by chanting, what,
oh,
even more.
Yeah.
They also chant, asshole, and then Stone Cold does his classic,
I don't know how you're hearing us, AJ, but you got 18,000 people calling you an asshole.
Yeah.
They didn't bleep it.
No. AJ also calls Austin an old fart. So Austin moves the table out of the way, and Seth and Braun attack the OC. AJ throws Seth out of the ring, but then when he turns around, he gets a stone-cold stunner from the Rattlesnake.
Oh, boy.
It's about damn time.
So to all those stupid rumors that he can't do a stunner anymore,
charges
they were wrong.
$100K a bump.
Turns out they just booked the Raw reunion that poorly.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's how bad the Raw reunion is.
Well, they put him out with like 80-year-olds who couldn't take a stunner.
Right, but you still could have had anyone come out and do anything.
Right. Like, so, he could have given Ricochet a stunner, and Ricochet could have done like 3 backflips and then landed.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously. Yeah, I mean, he could have just come out, stunned Alicia Fox, and said, thank you very much, good night.
Yeah.
And then been good. Yeah. Well, would have been fine with it. Happy.
Yeah, of course. Very happy.
Very happy.
So after the commercial, Styles is still in the ring recovering when Cedric Alexander comes out for their match. Gallus and Anderson attack Cedric during the match, so it's a DQ finish. Mm. And they're about to triple team Cedric, but he is saved by the Viking Raiders.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Still heels.
Are they?
No.
No, not at all.
I guess not.
They're not heels at all. Not even like 1% heel.
No.
So Cedric dropkicks Styles out of the ring, and the Viking Raiders kill Gallus and Anderson.
So again, this has been a hot thing lately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Heel or face turn for no reason.
For no reason.
Right. Zero reasons.
Yes.
Zero reasons.
Right.
To fit the script this week.
Yeah.
So retarded.
Backstage, Sasha and Becky cut a quick promo about how they're going to beat Becky and... Sasha and Bayley cut a quick promo about how they're going to beat Becky and Charlotte in their tag team match later. And then right after this, they cut to Becky and Charlotte in their dressing room. And Charlotte's getting ready, and Becky's wrapping her wrist with tape. But she's also giving a mean stare at Charlotte. She's just, like, angrily wrapping her wrists.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty funny.
There was a meme. It was like, Becky and Charlotte looked like they just got done having angry breakup sex. Like, yeah, I see that.
They probably
that.
Did.
They may have.
One it's, more time, girlfriend.
You son of a bitch.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an NXT commercial, and the tagline is, if you want no BS, then this is for you.
Hmm.
They're basically saying, hey, don't worry, this show doesn't have Vince. Vince won't ruin this show.
Yeah.
If you want no BS, then
how many weeks do you think NXT beats Raw and SmackDown in ratings?
I mean, it certainly can, right?
Well, it certainly can, but not when SmackDown goes to Fox, because that'll just give them another million just because they're on network TV.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not even a thing anymore, network TV. It really isn't.
I know, but still, more people have network TV.
You can get like one
cable.
Of those HD antennas and get
one?
Fox.
Do you have one?
I'm an antenna? Saying, like,
no, because I have a cable service.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe
100, like 100 million people have network TV. Yeah. More, you know, over cable, so still a ton of people.
Only? Where do you get those numbers?
I'm saying like 100 million people don't have cable. They just have like network TV, like more, like 100 more people, 100 more million people have.
Where are you getting those numbers
Fox.
From?
I've looked it up.
It's like a fourth of the country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, most people don't have cable.
I would believe that.
Or satellite.
Like, at least a quarter of the country doesn't have cable.
Yeah, they don't.
But went out and purchased a $40 box?
I don't know.
Yeah, so you can get some channels.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. You think, like, you said 1 million, like, one number up from their usual number?
I would think they're hoping for 3 million for SmackDown.
They'll probably get, like, 225.
That's not good. That would not be good.
Oh. That's what they get now, right?
That's what, like, Raw gets, yeah. Oh,
okay. So, yeah, they would want a
SmackDown's three. Been getting, like, 1.8 to 2 million.
So they would want a
3. Yeah. Next up, Roman Reigns comes out to the stage, but it's to promote Connor's cure, and he brings out 5 kids who are fighting cancer. And then after that, we have Becky and Charlotte versus Sasha and Bayley. Becky and Charlotte attack Sasha and Bayley outside the ring before the match. Sasha puts Charlotte in the bank statement, but Charlotte rolls out and locks in the figure eight. Bayley gets in the ring. Becky tries to put her in this armor, but Bayley pushes Becky into Charlotte to break up the submission. Later, Becky jumps off the second rope to leg drop Bayley, and then Charlotte does a moonsault off the top rope but jumps too far, so she basically lands on her feet and covers Bayley, but Sasha breaks it up. Thankfully, it wasn't the end of the match.
Yes.
And then they all fight outside the ring some more. Bayley German suplexes Charlotte on the outside, but in the end, Charlotte picks up the win with the natural selection to Bayley.
Even that one wasn't good.
No.
Charlotte's
just never really
off.
Liked the natural selection.
No, I thought it was a dumb move.
It's anyway. Pretty lame. Next up, Sheriff Schreiber interviews AJ Styles backstage. He starts bitching, but then Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler walk up. And they say, we have common enemies, so let's work together tonight and take care of business. And AJ accepts their offer for the 10-man tag. Oh, my God. Next up, we got Rey Mysterio versus Grand Metalik.
Rey Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio?
Pretty much. Michael Cole called Rey the greatest mass superstar in the history of WWE.
They've done this before. I mean, it's him or Sin Cara, so I mean, I guess, sure.
Yeah. Mankind?
Nah, they don't mean like that.
Kane?
They don't mean that.
Well, what do you mean?
That kind of mask.
Did Kane ever take off his mask?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's no longer masked. Did Mankind ever take off his mask? Yeah. Not masked.
No, but when he did, he wasn't Mankind anymore.
That's true. Lawyered.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't say Rey is the greatest still masked superstar.
I think he did. We should go check the tape on that.
He's the greatest masked who'd never been revealed superstar of all time.
Oh, wait. He's been revealed.
Well, that was in WCW.
They own WCW.
It's
WCW is WWE now.
So what? Some kid could stumble upon old WCW with Rey without his mask and have his fucking world shattered?
You could see it on the WWE Network.
It's like the third most viewed video on YouTube.
Every Nitro episode is on the network. And yeah, every Thunder episode is on the network.
I know.
So you could see whichever episode that was on. It's probably Nitro. But like, yeah, you could see that.
Wasn't it a pay-per-view?
Well, if it was, they have every WCW pay-per-view as well. You could all see it on the network.
Are they our sponsors?
For just how many? 99?
Lots of nines.
But yeah, once Mysterio and Metalik were both in the ring, I couldn't tell who looked stupider.
Well, it was Rey Mysterio versus the guy you buy in Walmart that just says pro wrestler, where you're like, hey, it's Rey Mysterio. Couldn't afford the real one, so here you go.
Yeah, I hated this match right away. They were flipping for no reason. Metalik dove onto Rey on the outside, and Metalik's ass landed on Rey's head.
Hey, will you help me flip by like pulling me up and then flipping me?
Yes.
And this is going to be a move for me.
Yeah.
Even though you're completely helping me.
Uh huh.
Here we go.
Ready?
Friends.
Let's hold hands for like 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
We're just holding hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, Metalik's ass landed right on Rey's head when he dove outside the ring.
Yep.
Fucking crushed Rey's head.
Yeah, so he's dead.
But in the end, Rey won with the 619 and a frog splash, and then they have a hug and a kiss. It's just so sweet.
Yeah.
I thought he was like, going to turn on him. I was like, does he turn on him here?
I was like,
give
okay,
Grand
so.
Give Malik something to do.
Well, yeah, it was just like, okay, like, what, how does this storyline progress? Does his son come out? You know, what happens?
Didn't he come back for his son?
Yeah.
So where is he?
Yeah, where's the son?
Watching backstage.
Why aren't why aren't they tag champs yet?
They should have had Rey lose, and then Rey fucking beats the fuck out of Metalik, and then Dominic's like, why, daddy? You,
and then he
guy?
Beats the shit out of Dominic.
Has Rey ever been a bad guy? Ever?
No, I don't think
like,
so.
Like, never in WWE, right?
No.
And has he ever been one in WCW?
I don't think so.
I think when he went over to the Latino World Order.
Oh. Was Latino World Order
Was he part
evil?
Of that?
I don't know.
Was even part of Latino Order. Either way, he's been in WWE, what? It's been 18 years, and
yeah.
He's never been a bad guy?
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Try it out, you know?
Give it a shot.
It's not like, is his merchandise selling that well? I don't want to do it.
It's probably the only reason they signed him was for merchandise.
Like, do like just an Enzo thing with him. Have him go to 205 Live and be a heel champion.
Just to sell those masks.
Yeah.
You know, for birthday parties.
Yeah.
And birthday podcasts.
Yeah. If you turn it over, it's Sin Cara.
It's a Sin Cara mask.
It's probably in his contract to never go heel. I fight for the geeks.
Oh, so it's in his contract that this horror to be jobbed out?
Yes.
That should be in his contract. Never job me out. All right, Ray, you're going to lose 10 matches in a row. Oh, man.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
So next up, we go backstage, and the Street Profits are still hanging out. They're still invited, even though they're not champs anymore.
Oh. So and now they're just dudes hanging out.
Yeah, they hype Raw and Clash of Champions. Angelo Dawkins has moved on from crushing on Nikki Cross to wanting to bang Sasha Banks.
Hmm.
And then they toss to a video package of the Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Eric Rowan storyline.
Mm. But why?
Because we haven't seen that enough.
Yes.
And we're going to see it four more times. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why? It's the shittiest storyline.
It is.
And they're pushing it like it's this fucking masterpiece.
It is. There's no title. This match is for nothing. And yet they're pushing it like it's the main event.
Yeah. It probably will be.
Better update my scorecard.
Clash of Champions. Yeah. And the main event is a non-title match.
No champions.
Between Reigns and
Reigns and a guy who's never been a world champion.
And a guy who lost to The Rock in 3 seconds at WrestleMania.
Right. Yes. Right.
Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, Vince just fired me. All right. Are you ready for some football? How'd your week one go for you? The Jets lost, so I'm pretty upset about that. But hey, there's always next week, right? So make sure you place your bets with the website that has all the best odds, and that's with betonline.ag. You can bet on every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and start betting on your favorite team. Last week, I was 2 for 2 on my picks, but this week, I like the Panthers, Ravens, Texans, and of course the Patriots. They're playing the Dolphins, and holy crap. So head on over to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and use the promo code CLNS50 to receive your welcome bonus. A minimum deposit of $55 is required to qualify for the bonus. Please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding bonuses. Again, go to betonline.ag and use the code CLNS50 to get the 50% bonus on your account today. You're not going to want to sit on the sidelines this football season, all right? So make sure you get in on all the action with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Samoa Joe versus Baron Corbin, semifinal match for the King of the Ring tournament. Samoa Joe put Corbin in the coquina clutch outside the ring, but then Ricochet did a shooting star press off the apron onto both guys. That was a nice spot.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, hey, Eric, when they announced this King of the Ring tournament, what did you say was going to happen?
Baron Corbin was going to win it.
Win the whole thing?
Yeah.
So in the end of this match, Ricochet hits the 630 on Samoa Joe, but Corbin grabs Ricochet, throws him over the barricade, and then Corbin pins Joe to move on to the finals.
Yeah.
And then Corbin once again sits on the throne and puts the crown on.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, after seeing what happened on SmackDown, that we're going to see him wear that crown. Even though we've seen it 5 times, they're just going to replay old footage after he wins.
We looked at the fucking bracket when it came out. And like, Eric's like, it's going to be Corbin. And we're like, that would be horrible, but no, I mean, there's Ricochet, there's Samoa Joe, there's Drew McIntyre, of course.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens. We've now learned there's one worse name than Baron Corbin. His name is Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to see Chad Gable.
Of course.
Chad Gable?
Yeah, at this point.
At least Baron Corbin would be a heel and like really be a little bitch douche about it and maybe would make it interesting. A face Chad Gable?
It's like they're going the Roman Reigns route with Corbin, where it's like, oh, Roman Reigns is going to fight Jason Jordan. Oh, well, now you have to root for Roman Reigns.
Right, exactly.
That's what they're doing with Corbin. Like, yeah. Chad Gable? Okay, fine. Corbin, be the king.
Okay, fine, Corbin.
Fine.
Yeah.
Face turn for Corbin?
And, like, when they announced this triple threat match, you knew someone was going to hit a finisher. Corbin was just going to toss him out and then pin that person.
I was expecting Ricochet to win, honestly.
Really?
I really was.
Poor, poor Andrew.
I thought it would have been Ricochet versus Elias.
Right.
But, you know, maybe Elias is really hurt.
And Joe took the pin again.
He did what?
Joe took the pin?
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Like,
he's secretly one of the biggest jobbers they have now.
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
It's a fact. We see it every week.
Yeah. Anyways, next up we have Lacey Evans versus Natalya.
Okay. Same old Monday Night Raw. No, no, no.
Yep.
I mean, let me guess. Natalya wins this one.
The 50-50 club strikes again. Okay. Natalya wins with the sharpshooter.
Pre-show.
Can't wait for the blow-off match.
On the pre-show.
No, really, blow it off.
Jokes.
Next up, they show footage from earlier in the night before Raw went on the air. And former New York Nick Enes Kanter was being interviewed in the ring by Charlie Caruso when R-Truth came out to the ring. And he's the 24/7 champion, in case you fucking forgot or don't give a shit. Kanter pushed...
The latter.
Yeah. Kanter pushed R-Truth to the ground and pinned him to become the new 24/7 champion. Yes. Like, why not... You couldn't do a move. You couldn't do like a clothesline or something. Mm. I mean, I get it. And Enes Kanter's like probably 6'9", 6'10". But still, do something. Kanter then took off his jacket, revealing the jersey of his new team, the Boston Celtics.
What an asshole.
So the Garden boos Kanter, but then Truth rolls him up to win the title back.
Okay, so they're making us cheer for Truth.
Yeah.
I mean, if you give a shit about this title.
If you give a shit, yeah.
Yeah.
You want some quick trivia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Enes Kanter is dating someone in the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually been since February.
Drew McIntyre.
Yes.
Didn't her, like, fiance die, like, not too long ago?
It was, like, a year ago.
Who's fiance?
Dana Brooks.
Dana Brooks.
Is it her?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. By the way, we've been doing this podcast for... almost 5 years, and you still pronounce Dana Brooke's name wrong.
Yeah.
Dana Brooke.
Yeah, hey! Dana Brooke. Yeah.
You just said Dana Brooks.
Yeah, but that's a fucking... it's an ownership of her name, Dana Brooke's name.
Oh, you own her name?
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's Dana Brooks.
Dana Brooke.
It's Dana Brooke, yeah.
If her name was Dana Brooks, how would you say that sentence?
The same way.
Yeah,
sorry. For you, Andrew. Dana Brooks' name.
But with an apostrophe at the end. See, a little lesson. All right. Next up, we have a new episode of Firefly Funhouse. This week is about Stranger Danger, since Stone Cold was on Raw, and their clock is stuck on 3:16. And the puppets keep yelling, Stranger Danger, Stranger Danger. So Bray yells, quiet. And then he calms himself down, and he's like, oh, we take turns talking in the funhouse. And then he smashes the clock with a sledgehammer, and the time changes to 11:19, which I guess they were trying to go for the actual time. But it was off by like 10 minutes. But I thought it would have been cooler if he hit the clock and it was the Hell in a Cell date.
No, apparently... you didn't see this?
I saw it. I know what you're about to say.
Good.
Apparently, The Undertaker debuted on November 19th, 1990.
Really?
Yeah, so everyone's like...
he's going to fight him at Survivor Series.
Everyone was like, he's coming out to attack Taker.
Right. Yeah, but...
But
but like, if he's gonna fight for the Universal Championship at Hell in a Cell, and then what?
And then fight Taker?
Like, Taker's gonna challenge for the Universal title? Or is he not winning the Universal title? If they fucking book him and he doesn't win it, that's like the ultimate
failure of the character.
I mean, that would just be horrible.
Yeah.
Barry,
like he's back to Bray Wyatt,
unless he just challenges the loser to Rollins and Strowman.
That's
if the Fiend loses, then he just becomes the guy he is in the Funhouse.
Yeah,
he's just that character forever.
Right,
hey kids,
and he just loses every match
all the time.
So Bray then talks about how Seth and Braun have three new friends in the Viking Raiders and Cedric Alexander, where it's like at this point in the show. No, that's not true. Seth and Braun have not become friends with the Viking Raiders.
No.
Definitely not.
No, when? When did that happen? Off camera?
They fucked this whole thing up. And then Bray says, friends forgive, but the Fiend never forgets. And then again he goes, see you in hell. Bye.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I still like the Firefly Funhouse segments.
I do. I'm just worried that they're going to fuck this character up.
I want to know when we're going to get to see the Muscle Man dance and what the hell that means.
Well, that was the thing. They only did it one time, and everyone loved it. It's like, do it one more time at least.
The Muscle Man dance.
Everyone fucking loved it. So finally, for the main event, we have Seth, Braun, Cedric, and the Viking Raiders versus the OC, Roode and Ziggler. A 10-man brawl breaks out early on. Braun gives Anderson a running power slam and goes for the pin, but then Roode and Ziggler push Rollins into Braun to break up the pin, and then Braun and Seth yell at each other because they're both fucking idiots.
Uh-huh.
They can't explain to each other what happened.
No, because they're assholes.
Yeah. Lots of chaos at the end. Styles goes for the phenomenal forearm on Cedric Alexander, but Cedric moves and hits the lumbar check on AJ for the win.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately, they don't even hit Cedric Alexander's music. They hit Stone Cold's music.
Yes.
And he gets in the ring and has beers with the winning team.
Because they couldn't have won without him, without his help.
Yeah, he could have stunned. I mean, remember when he went to the ring and the New Day were there, and then he stung Woods?
I think so, Woods.
Like, he could have stunned Cedric Alexander.
He could have.
Would have been fine.
Yeah.
One of the Vikings.
Stone Cold comes out. He has beer.
Like, these are the guys. These are the guys. Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, Cedric Alexander.
Yeah.
The Viking experience.
Viking guys.
I thought to myself, these are some pretty tough guys right here. You know, Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
The Viking experience. And then I thought to myself, stutter on Cedric.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, son. This is over 205 pounds.
Yeah. So that's the end of Raw. Oh, and then after the showing off the air, he stunned AJ again. One more time for good measure.
For good measure.
So on to SmackDown, we start things off with another legend, just like Raw started with a legend. SmackDown starts with the Phenom. The Lord of Darkness, the Dead Man, the Demon of Death Valley. They said like five names.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Any nickname he ever had, they said it.
Yeah. The American Badass.
Yeah.
Big Evil.
Big Red. Oh, wait, that's his WCW name.
Brother of Kane.
Kane the Undertaker.
And of course, Kane the Undertaker.
So Taker reminisces about Madison Square Garden.
He's about to pull a Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, the legends were made here and the souls, and I took the souls and fucked them holes.
So, but then he's interrupted by Sami Zayn.
And this is when I lost interest in the entire show.
Because you knew exactly what was going to happen.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Sami tells Taker, you're a legend, but when is it enough? Fair point, Sami.
Fair.
Sami also tells Taker the future is now, and it's Sami Zayn, so you can leave. I'll take her from here. And, of course, Taker pretends to leave.
Oh, got him.
But then he chokeslams Sami.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, maybe he's going to pose, and then everything will go dark, and then the Fiend will come out. No.
No.
And then he stands on the stage. I'm like, okay, this is where the Fiend comes. No.
No. It's kind of funny.
Because then fans would be confused when he fights for the Universal title at Hell in a Cell. But he beat up The Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah, why is he fighting him?
I don't understand.
Why is he fighting The Undertaker?
He's not fighting Lawler or Mick Foley.
Well,
if The Fiend...
It's going to be like that WrestleMania match Jericho had.
Yeah.
As long as Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, whatever, as long as The Fiend wins the Universal title, then fine. Fight The Undertaker. Defended against The Undertaker at Survivor Series. I don't care. Because then he would have to win anyway.
Right. What's Undertaker going
to
win?
Who, Taker? He would have to win. Agreed.
Oh, no.
And then, once again, who beats Taker at Royal Rumble?
Again.
Roman Reigns.
Of course.
Fuck. This is all happening.
But again, it's like you have another opportunity to retire Taker for good. By having like The Fiend do it at WrestleMania or something, you know, like to just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but they won't because Taker's fucking signed a new contract.
Didn't Stupid. Roman Reigns already retire? The interview? Didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Brock Lesnar.
DX already. Didn't Brock Lesnar already?
Yeah, DX did in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Should have left him there.
Right. Fucking Undertaker is like Kiss. He just won't retire.
Put a gravestone in the ground and just says Undertaker right by the ring.
With a question mark.
Yeah.
We thought Saudi Arabia, they're like, oh, we thought he was really dead. Who's this Mark Calloway guy?
From Austin, Texas.
Yes. So he's backstage, Shane McMahon tells Chad Gable that Elias broke his ankle and can no longer compete in the King of the Ring tournament. Gable thinks that means he gets a bye to the finals. But Shane tells him, no dice, you'll have an opponent tonight. And if you didn't know where this was going by now,
yeah,
then you probably haven't watched much wrestling in your life.
Which we don't blame you.
Next up, we have The Miz versus Andrade with Zelina Vega ringside and Shinsuke Nakamura on commentary.
Yeah.
Nakamura only spoke in Japanese.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny when Graves pretended like he understood him.
Right. That was good.
Byron asked Nakamura a question, and then Nakamura spoke in Japanese, and then Corey Graves was like, that's an excellent point, Nakamura. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Or he's like, what about his wife? He said that once.
So Miz throws Andrade into Nakamura on purpose because he's a heel?
Yes.
Or no, he should be.
He should be.
Miz wins with the skull-crushing finale, but then Nakamura hits him with the Kinshasa twice.
There's a botched move at the end of this.
Miz winning?
Well, that. Like, I think, like, he was supposed to catch Andrade and, like, he fell over.
Think about all the people that are not in this pay-per-view.
Uh-huh.
Andrade.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Owens.
Uh-huh.
And yet we have a face Miz.
Right.
Okay. Backstage, Shane tells Chad Gable that his opponent for tonight is...
Samoa Joe, Drew McIntyre. I mean, fuck. Yeah.
Fuck.
We're all these guys.
Fuck.
These guys are supposed to be like, literally, if I told you right now, they're going to figure out one will be a face. Drew McIntyre versus Samoa Joe will main event WrestleMania.
Right.
Right now. I told you that. You'd be like, okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see how we get there.
We'll get there.
Thanks for foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Because they've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not after WrestleMania when John Cena comes out and he goes, I'm going to fight The Rock again. Even though none of them have a title. And it will be for the WWE title. Wait, what?
Huh?
Who's going to win it? The Rock will take off 10 months and then or 9 months and then win it at the Royal Rumble.
The Rock will end CM Punk's record long title reign.
Yeah.
Longest in 25 years.
Which will be the beginning of the end of CM Punk's career as well.
Yes.
And then CM Punk will retire a year later.
Yeah. In a year, he'll be gone.
Yeah. So next up, we have Mandy Rose versus Nikki Cross. Before the match, Mandy cuts one hell of a promo. Take a listen.
Last week, I told my opponent tonight, Nikki Cross, that she'll never look like me. I mean, let's be honest, I would be embarrassed if I was her walking around in public. And why is that? Well, because I'm beautiful. And she's ugly.
I think that's the best use of that one.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Hey, to the writer who wrote that promo.
Yeah!
Right, like, that's the best she can come with. I'm pretty, and she's...
Wait for it. Yeah, we fucking know what you're gonna say.
Ugly.
The most obvious fucking, response.
Right, come on.
So Nikki sprints down the ramp and immediately attacks Mandy in the ring, and then Nikki wins with a roll-up in 5 minutes.
Yawn.
Thank you, bye. Next up, we go backstage, and Ember Moon asks Bayley about her recent actions, but Bayley tells her, I'm the same person I've always been, and Ember thinks Sasha got in Bayley's head, and she tells Bayley, you don't want to help the women's division. You just want to help yourself.
Yet her going heel was like one of the best things the division has seen since the creation of the man.
That is accurate.
And then, but then Ember challenges Bayley to a match, and Bayley accepts.
Ember Moon is the worst actor on the roster now.
She's always been bad.
Yeah. Just like she walks up, and then like, what does Bayley say?
Hi.
Hey, Ember.
No, she was like, what are you doing here? And Ember's like...
Just you wait.
Can't believe this guy.
Bailey! And then her voice out.
Bailey's like, get that dick out of your throat.
She's like John Laurinaitis?
Just completely overacting.
It's me, Ember Moon.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with the eclipse. And the eclipse is my dick.
So next up, we
ever been banged from behind by an older man? No, wait, I'm Ember Moon. It's not me, John Laurinaitis. It's Ember Moon. Hey Bailey, have you seen the Bellas and Twins?
I still love that. Yeah.
No, I swear it's me, Ember Moon. No, you can't take that paper bag off your head. You just have to trust me. What? You didn't know Ember Moon had a dick? Well, she does. No, I don't have a third arm.
I don't know if we ever posted it because it was like a pre-show thing. It was like a, you know, before we started recording of Joe tucking in the Bellas.
I think you reenacted it.
Yeah, maybe I probably did post it. Like, on Patreon.
Maybe it's on a Patreon.
It's probably
thing.
On Patreon.
Yeah.
John Laurinaitis is tucking in the Bellas. Yeah, I'm going to lay here with you. You don't need that robe, Nikki. It's hot.
Yeah. I could like do that whole thing by memory.
It's so good. All
right. So next up, we have Heavy Machinery versus two jobbers.
And, why?
The jobbers win. So, no, huh? Not. No, never. That never happens. Otis and Tucker win. Get the easy win.
Easy win.
With the caterpillar and the compactor.
What is it? Easy out. Easy out.
Yep. Next up, backstage, Shane tells Kevin Owens, I've been thinking about getting rid of your $100,000 fine. Kevin Owens says, what's the catch? And Shane's like, oh, no catch. There's no catch at all. Oh, but you have to referee my match and help me win. And Kevin Owens is like, fuck. But, like, you even, like, thinking about this, like, I know Gable's gotten a couple wins, but why would Shane even need help to beat Chad Gable?
Right.
Like, he almost beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. He almost beat AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
Is it in the storyline that he's this amazing wrestler? Because when he told Chad Gable it was him, Chad was like,
fuck.
What? It's like, oh, no, you're fighting an old man for a shot at the finals.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're a confident young up-and-comer, quote-unquote.
Right.
Yeah. So... next up, we have an Eric Rowan in-ring promo, God help us all.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's quickly interrupted by Roman Reigns. Roman comes out, he's like, hey, if anyone's going to fuck up a promo, it's me.
Right.
How dare you?
Yeah.
So they brawl.
Look at my eyes.
They brawl.
Look
yeah,
at what my eyes. I was like little Nikki. Hey, I used to talk normal, too. And then my brother hit me in the face with a shovel.
Popeye's chicken's fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. We could take that video of Eric Rowan and just dub over Little Nicky.
Oh, geez.
Like, just
look
the close-up.
No, really, look at them.
The close-up of Eric Rowan is like, Popeye's chicken's fucking awesome.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
So they brawl through the crowd. And referees and security come out to try to break them up.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan then picks up a fan.
Quote, unquote.
And throws him onto security.
Come on, if you're a
places fan. Places him on security, basically. Yeah.
Why don't you jump the fucking barricade and just start pounding Strowman? What are they going to say in court? You can't do that. Another fan, that's my best friend. Where's he? Oh, I know where he is. He's dead. Because Braun killed him.
Yeah.
So I can't help my friend? What the fuck? They can kick our ass, we can't kick theirs? That's part of the storyline. Oh, I'm sorry. Where's the fucking script you gave me before the show where I was supposed to know that?
Sir, you jumped the barricade and attacked professional wrestlers. They are performers. What do you have to say to yourself? It's still real to me, damn it.
Right.
So they end up fighting by the King of the Ring throne. And then, for some reason, the camera that has a crane attached to it is hanging really low.
Yeah.
And it's not even getting any shot. Like, the camera's point of view is just filming, like, a random part of the fucking stage.
I don't know.
Where no one is.
Yeah.
So, like, they can't even figure that out to make it seem organic.
Yeah.
So Rowan then grabs the camera and throws it into Roman and some other security.
Because apparently that crane is solid steel.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just a camera.
Well, you see it coming like a mile away. He's like,
yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh. It knocks out like four guys.
Yeah.
And they're all just, they're all like standing there for like 10 seconds.
Right. And then you get like 9 different camera angles on it.
Right.
Except the one that matters, and that's the actual camera you use.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why can't we see that going into Reigns?
Right.
That would have been great.
Yeah. I mean, there was a camera on the fucking backstage dolly, whatever thing. But right. It ran into Roman Reigns.
On the fucking forklift.
There was a camera
on the
forklift attached to the forklift.
Naturally.
Yeah. Naturally.
I mean, why else wouldn't, why wouldn't there be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety reasons.
Safety.
So after the commercial break, we see Rowan pacing back and forth backstage, and he just keeps saying, Roman, Roman, oh Roman, oh Roman.
Popeye's chicken.
Yeah. Popeye's. Oh, chicken sandwich. Fuck Chick-fil-A. All right, so next up we have Bayley versus Ember Moon with Charlotte Flair on commentary. Bayley to belly for the win. After the match, Charlotte gets in the ring and, you know, signals that she's going to win the title, and Bayley leaves.
And then she steals Ty Dillinger's gimmick. It's like 10.
Oh, right.
10.
It's going to be number 10.
Yeah.
Next up we have Kofi Kingston in ring promo. And before he came out, they showed Kofi walking the halls of Madison Square Garden, looking at framed WWE pictures on the wall. Sure.
Sure. Right.
Yep. Like, you walk around Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks have played there, you know?
Right.
Nope. It's just all WWE
That's
stuff.
That's it. Right. Hey, get all this shit down. We gotta hang up our own pictures. Oh, this is Muhammad Ali. Take it down.
Seriously.
Get that garbage off the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't even see like the Bruno. I didn't even see like a Bruno San Martino thing.
The
there.
Fucking Jimmy Snuka off the
which,
cage.
Which like on Raw, right? Which like on Raw, you know, Michael Cole was like, "Oh, Bruno San Martino sold out Madison Square Garden like 200 times," and it's yeah. like, "Yeah, that's a bigger lie than there were 93,000 people at WrestleMania 3."
Right, exactly. But like, out of all those moments, like Kofi's is up there. Like when Kofi jumped 3 feet.
Yeah,
onto Orton on a breakaway table. That's the memorable moment.
That's the one.
Not Snuka going off the top of the cage.
The best Madison Square Garden moment ever.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh my gosh. So Kofi.
It'd be funny if they walked by like what was it, like the New Japan or like Ring of Honor show post
that they did last year?
Yeah, during Mania weekend.
Yeah.
And it says like on there like this show sold out in 5 minutes. That's still written on there. At the end of the crowd, where like you see like a section of no one. Oh fuck!
No,
they changed the angle.
Well, and again, they said that, you know, Raw and SmackDown sold out. Well, I guess if you don't count all the tarped off seats,
right?
Yeah,
we sold out. Even the seats we didn't sell, we tarped them off before people could get there.
Until we
They're
were
not
sold
available
out.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, but I didn't get a ticket. Yeah. All right. Come on in.
Yeah, we've got.
You have like five
we
bucks.
Got, we got plenty of room.
Well, how much you have on you?
Yeah.
$4.50? All right, that'll work.
We've seen,
no, like $4.50.
We've seen people go to beep their ticket to go in, and they go, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You have to go to Will Call." They go to Will Call,
yep.
And then Will Call's like, "Oh, no, we have a way better seat for you."
Yes.
Because we couldn't sell it.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Buying, like, the nosebleed seats, there's a good chance you'll get tarped off and upgraded.
Yep. So Kofi cuts a promo, but he gets interrupted by Randy Orton yelling stupid again, kind of like this.
Stupid, 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 stupid.
All right, but this time Randy Orton...
I think
Orton...
that was that clip, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty close. But this time Randy Orton's in the crowd, and Orton calls Kofi's power of positivity bullshit.
Literally.
They bleeped.
But you could still see him go, bullshit.
Plus, they've said shit recently. But now they have to bleep it? Oh, because it's SmackDown?
But on Raw, they said asshole twice, yeah. And they didn't bleep it.
Well, shit and ass. Two different things.
Yeah, but, you know, close enough.
One comes shit. Out of the other.
Yeah. You can't have shit without asshole. Yeah.
You see, there's three types of people in the world. Dicks, pussies, and assholes.
Dicks, pussies, and assholes.
You see, dicks... You know, pussies don't like dicks because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes.
What is that from?
That's the South Team Park. America.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fucking great movie. Anyways, Kofi goes after Orton, but Randy was hiding a chair and he hits Kofi with it. But Kofi makes a comeback and ends up leg dropping Orton through a table, just like he did 10 years ago.
Through a second table because they fucked up the first one.
Yeah, Kofi was laying on the original one, and like it just fucking collapsed on its own.
Yeah, Orton hits him with a chair and it breaks. The table breaks. Yeah. So you see him very, very carefully and gently put Orton on the second table, yeah, the backup table.
Thank God they had a backup table.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So next up for the main event, we got Chad Gable versus Shane McMahon. This is the main event of SmackDown.
Yeah.
The match everybody wanted to see.
And nobody expected to.
The King of the Ring semifinal with KO as the ref. Shane comes out with his trophy and places it on the throne with the crown on top. Mm. Gable then hits a German suplex pin 30 seconds into the match. And KO does a fast count, giving Gable the win.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't like money.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, there's 10 minutes left.
Yes.
So Shane gets on the mic and says it's actually 2 out of 3 falls. And then after this, so in the beginning, Kevin Owens does a fast count to try to fuck over Shane.
Uh-huh.
After this, Kevin Owens does everything in his power to try to help Shane.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Did he talk to him at the commercial break? I was literally wondering.
Yeah. Right.
Did he talk?
Hey, you piece of shit.
So Gable rolls up Shane, but Owens doesn't count. In the end, Shane gets frustrated, so he gets a chair, but Kevin Owens doesn't let him use it. And then Shane's like, oh, I get it. Wink, wink, wink. Okay, here, get rid of the chair. And then while Kevin Owens is getting rid of the chair, Shane tries to kick Gable in the balls, but Gable catches Shane's foot, locks in the ankle lock, and Shane taps.
Just like his dad.
Yes. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, Kurt Angle. Chad Gable's father, Kurt Angle.
Right. So Gable moves on to face Corbin.
Raw next week.
Which originally is going to be Clash of Champions, but I guess there's too many matches. Because there's 10 titles in WWE.
Yeah.
And they all have to be defended.
Yeah, and you had to put Roman versus Rowan on there.
Yeah. But after the match, Shane attacks Owens from behind, and he's got two words for him.
Is fired?
Like, what the
fuck? he said it 10 times, yeah. Corey. You idiot.
Yeah.
The part where, like, Shane's, it's muffled.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Owens reaches up his hand up and he fucking, his fingers go in Shane's mouth.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to give him the mandible claw.
What's funny is right as it's going out off the air, they're chanting AEW to Owens because he's fired.
Because he's fired.
So go to AEW.
I mean, I just have one question. Like, you know.
Kevin Owens is fired?
I feel like that could be a soundbite. How many fucking times has Kevin Owens been fired or quit? I think this is 3 now.
At least.
At least.
Yeah.
So now what?
They fight at Hell in a Cell again.
Oh my God.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh my God, he's fired again. What the fight fuck? In the cell? Maybe he's going back to Raw.
Also, if you have Kevin Owens as a special guest referee, you don't hit his music. Like, he had a jobber referee entrance for that final match.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why the hell would you not just hit his music? That's the only reason you have him in this thing.
And again, you just made him look like a total fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I was trying to help Shane cheat to win.
Right.
What? Stone Cold would not do that. He can't do the stunner if he's not going to be like Stone Cold.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. They just do not know how to make their fucking stars look like stars. They make them look like fucking idiots.
Yep.
And then they wonder why they can't get anyone over.
Right.
That's the reason. All right, time for awards. Who was your worst dressed?
My worst dressed was The Miz.
Okay.
He always looks like an idiot now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really complain about that one, right?
No.
I had the Jobbers that fought Heavy Machinery.
Okay.
I had Grand Metalik because he looked like a fucking, like Joe said, really, like the fucking
Walmart pro wrestler figure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, this Roman Reigns comes with a free jobber.
Rey de Luchador.
Yeah. Best dressed?
Zelina Vega.
Mandy Rose.
Lacey Evans.
Good enough.
She was in blue. So.
We all win, gentlemen.
She was wearing
blue. Congrats. Won.
She was wearing blue. Yeah. I couldn't help myself. Worst acting.
I had The Undertaker.
Sure.
I had Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is.
I hated Ember Moon. She just really bothered me.
I just thought of a new idea. You know, he's saying, look in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like, put that part for CM Punk's song. Like, look in my eyes. What do you see?
Yeah.
Eric Rowan's lack of personality.
Very good.
Correct. Jobber who is soon to be.
Like, again.
Thank you.
Again. You have Luke Harper, who could be in this role, who's actually a good actor, a great wrestler.
Yeah.
He could be fighting Roman Reigns.
Right.
He could be cutting promos.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Against Reigns on my back, I'll be.
Best acting.
I had Shane.
Okay.
I thought Shane was good.
AJ Styles.
I had Stone Cold.
Stone Cold in person.
I thought Stone Cold, you know, he redeemed himself.
Stone Cold.
He redeemed himself from the Raw reunion. Right. Yeah. Worst comment.
I just wrote Mandy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, because I'm pretty and you're ugly. It was so bland. It was so pointless.
Of course.
Yeah.
One of the jobbers' names was Alex Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
If any fans of Michael J. Fox out there, that was his character on Family Ties.
Oh.
And Corey goes, Alex Keaton? What is this, the facts of life? And like a few moments later, he goes, I mean Family Ties.
After someone yelled it into his ear.
Right. So I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I had Cole calling Rey Mysterio the best mass superstar in WWE history.
Yeah.
Best comment?
We have the same, but I want you to say it.
Okay.
You got 18,000 people calling you an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Sweep it. Finally, we sweep him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a classic Stone Cold line.
Right.
Worst match?
Mandy Nikki.
Gable Shane.
Oh, God.
Fuck that match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's awful. Oh, my God. I have to change it to Gable and Shane. I had Mysterio and Metalik. But Gable and Shane was really bad.
Yeah.
Slow-mo,
I had Heavy Machinery versus some jobbers.
Ditto.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
You guys are convincing me of these.
So they did the thing that the Viking Experience does where they throw the opponent up and then catch them.
Right.
What was the point of that? Just pick him up.
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
So he did nothing. He's like, up, gotcha, and now I got to put you in place.
The best part of Heavy Machinery matches is just Otis pelvic thrusting.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Saying, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Best match?
Becky and Charlotte versus Bayley and Sasha.
That was a good match. Yeah. That actually was. But I had Ricochet, Joe, and Corbin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricochet, Joe, and Corbin. But that was good.
Mm-hmm. Worst move?
Charlotte's moonsault.
Yep.
Sweep it.
Best move?
Stone Cold Stunner to AJ.
I don't know, man. We've seen it so many times. What about the Kofi thing, no?
I've never seen a stunner to AJ.
That's true. I've seen Kofi do that to Orton.
That's true. And it was better the first time.
It was.
Yeah.
All right.
Worst moments.
We didn't get Joe's.
He said Kofi's thing.
Yeah, Kofi's.
Oh, that is your... Yeah. Okay.
Worst moment?
Sammy coming out to interrupt The Undertaker.
All right.
I had the announcement of Gable versus Corbin for next week's
Yeah. The finals.
Oh my god. Yeah. Where's he, by the way?
Right.
Where's this guy?
He's throwing up in the bathroom somewhere.
It's like another video where he's where, you know, he's fucking sitting in his chair, but and he's about to speak, he's like
Yep.
I had the end of SmackDown, and like I feel like the last five episodes of SmackDown, you could just fucking hit the Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
You're fired! You hear me? Bum, bum, bum.
Did he just say he's fired?
I feel like you would have to start it after that. Did he just say he's fired? Boom, boom, boom.
The best one of those, and this is so awful, the best one of those when you showed us all of those.
I know you're going to do. I know you're going to say.
Is the guy with no arms shoots the bow and arrow with his feet and wins. The guy puts the medal on his neck and then holds out his hand for a shake.
He tries to shake the handless man's hand.
Was he waiting for a foot, I guess? I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe.
And he was like, it was like metal and then...
Yeah, like just throw it out there.
Put it there, pal.
Bum, bum, bum. I have to watch all of those.
No, my favorite one is the Forrest Gump. When she's like, you're his daddy, Forrest. And then bum, 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 bum. And he's just like bug-eyed like, oh my God.
Did you see the one where they did it, where they revealed like the guy who looks like Eric Rowan? They showed Eric, the fake Eric Rowan, and then it was bum, bum, yeah. Bum, bum. And then Roman's just like, ugh? And everyone's like, yeah. I gotta see if I can find that one.
I also really love the one where like that one fucking governor or congressman or whatever was like on CNN with what's his name, the fucking CNN guy, I forget his name, Jack, what's the fuck his name, Jack Tapper or whatever.
Jack Tapper.
I forgot his name. Anyways,
yeah.
But he's like, oh, no, you have to swear on a Bible when you get sworn in. And then he's like, no, you don't have to swear on a Bible. And he's like, oh, yeah, you do. And he's like, no, you don't have to. You can do whatever you want. And then he's just like,
bump, bump.
He doesn't speak. He's like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
It's so great.
You can literally swear on whatever you want. Have we talked about this?
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man comic.
Yeah, that's what I would
the
do.
The Dark Knight Platinum DVD. I swear on that.
Issue of Hustler.
All right, so best moment. I just have the glass break. Stone Cold starting Raw.
Yeah, I have everyone.
The pop.
I have everyone out there drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had the stunner on AJ.
All righty. That's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news. So WWE released its official Royal Rumble weekend travel packages.
Mm.
And Joe, you're not going to like this.
Fuck.
They confirmed to media outlets that there will be no takeover event. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't leave.
Joe, come back.
Joe, come back.
Oh, oh my God.
Hey, it's not Johnny's fault. It's not Johnny.
All right. I guess I'll have to be Joe now. All
right. Why would there be no takeover?
Hey, Joe. In lieu of takeover, we're getting Worlds Collide Tournament.
Mm-hmm. I have a theory as to why they're not doing this.
Austin theory.
First time since takeover started that there's no takeover during the Big Four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because
they hate us.
They're counter-programming AEW so much, they're going to wait to see when AEW does a pay-per-view, and then they'll just put TakeOver the same night.
That would just be stupid.
Yeah.
That would just be, like, so petty.
Right.
You're number one.
They're already doing that. They've already done that. They're going to keep doing that bullshit.
That's stupid.
And there's also no mention of Raw or SmackDown, so it doesn't seem like they'll be in Houston either, so just the Royal Rumble.
Oh, thank God.
And then did you guys hear about Ken Shamrock returning to wrestling? Impact Wrestling? Yep.
No.
Yep.
He was the first ever Impact champion, by the way.
He was?
In 2002.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That's
so sad.
But he's returned, and apparently he's going to wrestle. So he's their Brock Lesnar.
Oh, boy.
He looks so old, the poor guy.
Well, he is. That's because he is. Also, Brian Knobbs of the Nasty Boys was recently hospitalized with a knee infection.
Yikes.
And now his friend has set up a GoFundMe because he needs a total knee replacement.
Isn't that shit that Vince has been doing for people lately?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah. Any other news?
I didn't have anything now.
Okay, then on to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Drew McIntyre has been off Raw the past 2 weeks, and PW Insider is reporting that McIntyre had minor surgery, but they didn't say what it was for. So,
any guesses?
I don't know. New cock. All right, Wrestling Inc. is reporting that the MMA promotion Bellator has made an offer to former WWE superstar and current Impact wrestler TJ Perkins.
Yeah, they really cleaned up. I mean, they got TJ Perkins and Rich Swann.
Wow.
Impact?
They're going places.
Or Bellator.
Impact.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see TJ Perkins fight. The Wrestling Observer is reporting that Fox is going to treat the next WWE draft as a legitimate sports draft.
Makes
so
sense.
So we might finally get to see, like, a decent draft, you know, where
right.
there's a clock and...
Right.
They don't draft five wrestlers at once.
Yeah.
Because that's not how drafts work.
No, it's not.
So we'll see. The Observer is also saying that Renee Young might be moving off commentary to solely host the weekly WWE show that's going to air on FS1.
Yeah.
And then The Wrap published an article claiming that people are questioning Eric Bischoff's leadership after hiring a former Sons of Anarchy writer who was found asleep in the writer's room.
Can you blame him?
I don't know anything about, like,
yeah.
It just seems like a weird
right.
story or rumor, but...
Yeah.
Like, oh, so Eric Bischoff is in charge?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. What do you got, Eric?
Let's see. According to Wrestling, or the Dirty Sheets,
the
reason Rusev and Lana aren't on TV anymore is due to WWE wanting to cool them off. Currently, there's no plans for the two to re-sign and remain with WWE, so WWE will be keeping them quiet and making them sit out their contracts.
Rusev's been cooled off since he lost to Cena at WrestleMania.
Yes.
4 years ago.
They don't want the pair to be hot when they leave, so they don't even make mention of them on social media.
That's so horrible.
Yeah.
That's so fucking horrible.
Right.
See ya on TNT.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nah.
All right, then. Rumor time. Rumor time. Trivia time.
Rumor is Joe forgot trivia. But that wouldn't be true.
Oh. Mm.
This is an interesting one. I kind of burned all the Clash and Night of Champion trivia last week.
Mm-hmm.
I did a bunch of them in a row. What year, did a little research on this one.
Okay.
What year did the WWE title change hands the most? And I'll say it's, you know, it's within our 20-year history of watching wrestling. You know what I mean? Like within our lifetime of watching. This isn't something... 1974, you know?
Oh, my God. I'm going to guess it was during the Monday Night Wars because it would change a lot then and they were fighting for ratings. So they would constantly have the main title up for grabs a lot. So I'm going to say 99.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah, that sounds like a good guess. I'm going to go with 99 also.
99 is close because it's correct. So it's close and correct.
Yeah, because like The Rock and Mankind traded it a few times
like
in the
beginning
of the
year. Like in 2 weeks, they had it three times each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have like all of the champs?
You know how many times?
No.
I do have the number.
Ooh.
in 1 year would be a lot.
Like 8?
7.
11.
Oh, wow. 11?
11. Almost like, once a month.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, fan questions. Trent, best main roster feud in the last 10 years. Also, Eric is number one. Well, he likes you.
Number one.
Best main roster feud in the last 10 years.
Owens and Jericho?
Last 10 years would bring us back to 09.
I mean, that's a good one, but they ruined it when they fucking had Goldberg take the title.
Yeah.
But the Festival of Friendship was awesome, obviously.
Right.
09. I mean, Taker Shawn was the first. The first one was 09. The first WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
You know, they had a good feud.
Right.
I mean, CM Punk and Cena. They had a really good feud.
That one wasn't bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
I guess Daniel Bryan versus The Authority. That one was good.
Yeah, but it just fucking, it dragged on forever.
And then it fizzled out because he got injured.
Rollins and Seth, I'm sorry, Rollins and Seth. Rollins and Orton was good when Orton turned face.
Rollins and Ambrose was good.
Oh, yeah, Rollins and Ambrose.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Okay.
That's mine.
The first one or the second one?
First one.
First one.
I'm just kidding, of course it's the first one.
Although you could say it was one because they were still face and heel. And then
yeah.
Dean Ambrose finally took the title from him. It was great. Good Brother Elias, is Eric Rowan about to put on a barn burner of a match like he did against The Rock at WrestleMania?
Probably.
And like he did against Big Show in a Stairs match at TLC and Stairs. That's right. They had a Stairs match.
Yeah.
Where you just use stairs.
Yeah, Rowan's taking the L here, I think.
Tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs.
Oh, my.
Kyle Foxen, are you guys disappointed that since The Undertaker came back, we didn't get a reunion of one of the most historic tag teams in history with the Graveyard Dogs?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, geez.
How do you miss that opportunity?
They're on the same show.
Yeah.
Anthony Holt, I was screaming. Ooh. I was screaming at the TV on Raw, do it, don't waste this, at Stone Cold. He heard us and he did not disappoint. So happy to see AJ. So happy to see it, and AJ sold it nicely.
Yeah, AJ sold it great.
Ryan Brady, thoughts on...
Sorry, real quick. Triple H versus Orton was exactly 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Where he kisses Stephanie.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good feud.
Yeah.
Sorry, good.
Ryan Brady, thoughts on Ziggler and Rude starting a stable? They could pick up Breeze, Fandango, and EC3, a bunch of narcissists together.
Sure.
That would be great.
Yeah. Sure. That'd be a cool Survivor Series team.
Yeah.
Wayne Swigart, do you guys think, do you guys think WWE has the balls to have a Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic the first night NXT and AEW go head-to-head?
Oh, God.
Sure they do.
That'd be freaking stupid.
I mean, I could see it.
That's a little petty, though, right, with Cody?
Yeah.
And Dustin?
Well, that's what they're all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop Culture Junkie, Push Fire Barry, Dookie, Choppy Choppy Yo Pee Pee, or Vince, I want to see it.
Push Dookie.
Push Dookie.
Love Dookie.
You gotta push the Dookie.
Dookie's the best.
Barry, I want to see it, and fire Choppy Choppy your pee pee.
I love Choppy Choppy your pee pee.
But he says pee pee.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. It was so, like, horribly racist.
Yeah, I know.
The way, like, just, all right, now you're gonna say Choppy Choppy your pee pee.
Your pee pee.
The big fella, have you guys seen the Invisible Man versus Invisible Stan on GCW? It's hilarious. I've not seen that.
I have.
He fights
no one.
He like goes to a table.
Yeah.
Also, it's my birthday on Friday. Any chance I can get a happy birthday from HBK?
Well, happy birthday, Undertaker.
Carlos Ramirez. Undertaker. Would you guys like another Attitude Era if it meant having no comic book movies or TV shows? No.
No.
Don't take that away from me.
Jesus. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's not our fault there's no Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Please die now.
Ouch. But keep your Patreon subscription. Herb, guys like Andrade, Rude, and Rusev on the roster, why the hell are Cedric, Ali, and Gable getting all this TV time?
That's a great question that we... unfortunately, cannot answer.
Also, how does Taz feel about my birthday coming up?
Hey, don't be pushing other birthdays on the
don't
podcast.
Don't be plugging other birthdays. Allison Trimmer, don't know if you could hear it on television, but there was a small little bit of the bubbly chant in the arena tonight.
How did they even do that?
We want bubbly.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Little bit of the bubbly.
And then someone else said that apparently the dark match for SmackDown was the B team versus the Fiend. I don't know.
What?
I don't know if this is true. We gotta look this up on Twitter right now.
Right.
That doesn't seem. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's a dark match.
But to have the Fiend come out.
Any other questions?
Apparently he did. Yeah. The Fiend's entrance at Madison Square Garden. Let's see if he had the lantern. You can't really see it. Well.
Let's see.
Can't really see.
Yeah. Someone who had shitty seats.
He fought the B team?
Yeah.
I'm sure the B team went over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, though. I love that because he fought his brother.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah. Oh, he won with the.
Sister.
Oh, he
hit
Sister Abigail. I don't know. I'm just looking at some of the stuff right now. And then this last one. Oh, this last one is a. It looks like it's a conspiracy.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, God. What's left of my voice? You know McMahon. McMahon. Just got to get in the character.
McMahon.
You know McMahon, the reason Bobby Roode isn't getting more of a push is because WWE management discovered that on his off time, he moonlights on a podcast as Joe Pisano.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh.
That's a classic one.
Yeah.
You know, when we were in New Orleans and I was walking Bourbon Street, people would walk up and be like, "It's Bobby Roode," and I was like, "No, I'm a foot taller."
Yeah, it is.
No. Okay, I am. I'm Bobby Roode.
Although in a big circle of guys by myself, I don't think you guys were around at this point. I did a huge glorious,
and right?
Like, at least 20 people yelled it.
All right, it is that time.
That time
for the Clash of Champions.
Did you see when I posted this?
Predictions.
Yes, we saw.
Yep.
Stephanie in the 1-800 call ATT commercial with Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Again, more feed action for Stephanie.
Which means more feed action for Joe.
And Andrew.
And Andrew.
He's learning how to jerk off with his feet.
God, that commercial, like Carrot Top.
Right.
And then he's
back
like,
then he was huge.
And then he's like, "I'll take it from here, Steph. You just got to dial 1-800-18-TALK-COLLECT. It's like, oh my God.
And now I'm going to play with her feet.
This little piggy went to WrestleMania. This little piggy went in my mouth.
Oh, look at this. This is the best where you can drink some water out of a cup. Look at this. It's right here. Got a little cup device.
It's the fucking corniest comedian ever.
Right.
And he's still in Vegas doing shit.
I know.
All right.
You ever hear him on Stern? When he went to the whorehouse on Stern?
Uh-uh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be plugging out the podcast.
Yeah, right.
All right. Clash of Champions.
Yes.
What?
Clash champions. Of Champions.
So every title.
Why are you guys a part of this?
So every title is on the line.
Well, if you have a title, Eric, see, to fight for the title on Clash of Champions.
No, I think the winner should get both titles.
That's true. Every title's on the line.
Yeah. So whoever wins gets both titles.
That's awesome.
All right, Eric, I'll let you compete for the NXT one right now.
Okay.
Who am I thinking of? Adam Cole or Johnny Gargano?
Adam Cole.
Nope. Johnny Gargano. I'm wearing a shirt. Okay, you lose. Andrew, you want a shot at the title?
Yeah.
Too bad. All right. So that title, not being defended. But this one is.
You're not the GM,
and
okay?
And I will retain.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Mr. Regal.
I will retain.
I'm going to talk to Mr. Regal about this.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
I will.
All right. What's he going to say?
You know what? I've just made a fantastic decision. I've decided that Joe is stripped of the NXT championship, the NXT prediction title, and it will be up for grabs at Clash of Champions. In War Games!
Took my earplugs out just in case.
You should know by now.
I know.
All right, first.
And it will be defended in the Clash of War Games! Champions.
Yeah,
good.
I forget.
All right, first up, we got Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan. No disqualification. Oh. The only match with a stipulation.
Yeah. Tough call, Roman Reigns.
You know,
I'm going to do one of those things where, like, I cover my ass for later.
Uh-huh.
So it's on the show on record.
Uh-huh.
I wrote Roman Reigns. Let me first say that. But I just, this one smells funny.
Yeah.
Like, Daniel's going to prove that he took the table shot just to, like, make him believe it wasn't him. So they can beat up Reigns. Or someone returns and fucks it all up and just makes it a no contest.
Yeah.
I wish I had the balls to do it. I just don't want to be down 5 points after this.
Well, you know what? Someone does have the balls to do it.
No way.
Because I did it.
You did Rowan?
Rowan.
Wow.
No, that's why it's Roman. It says Rowan. It's a W.
Put an E at the beginning of that.
Oh, fuck it. I said it. When I say it, that makes it real.
No one goes back and listens to this after the pay-per-view.
I'm saying it now. You know who I picked.
Rowan.
I'm picking Roman. Eric, I'm picking pee-pee. Boo-boo.
All right, there's my pick.
Doo-doo Brothers. Yeah.
E-R-R-R. Yeah.
No, I'm picking Eric Rowan. I think what you said is right. That's what I think. I think they did the whole table spot. Daniel's going to be like, oh, yeah, it was me, Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Eric Rowan with a pin and yes to outside interference.
I've got Roman with a pin and yes interference.
Same. Pin, yes.
But Roman.
Yeah.
Roman.
All right. I'm up 5 points. Okay. Cruiserweight Championship. Drew Gulak versus Humberto Carrillo. Mm. And versus Lince Dorado.
I've got Gulak with a submission.
I have the white guy.
I have Gulak with a pin and pins Dorado.
That's what I have. Gulak pinning Dorado.
I've got him submitting Dorado.
All right. You got to protect Carrillo. I mean, he's the future.
Seriously.
Of 205 Live.
Right.
Women's Tag Team Championship. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Another one I'm feeling weird about.
I've got Alexa and Nikki.
But I put Alexa and Nikki.
Mandy and Sonya. Wow, I'm like Eric this time.
Yeah, you're going to score 7 points for the whole thing.
Or run away with it.
Yeah, well, what does it usually happen with Eric?
Run away with it.
Yep.
I think I'm going to blow you guys out of the water.
Wow. I think you're just going to blow us.
So you have them winning the titles?
Yeah. Hmm. She lost to a roll-up on SmackDown.
Yeah.
That means win on the pay-per-view.
You
guys should study your roll-ups.
Oh, sorry.
I have Mandy pinning Nikki.
I've got Alexa pinning Mandy.
I have Nikki pinning Mandy.
That would be 9 points if I get it all right. At least five. All right. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. New Day versus Revival.
I've got New Day with a pin.
Same.
I almost picked Revival here, but I went with New Day. I got Woods pinning Dawson.
Same.
What the fuck? All right, Raw Tag Team Championships, Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
Ziggler and Roode.
Yep.
Ziggler and Roode. I have Robert Roode pinning Seth.
Same.
I've got Ziggler pinning Seth.
Oh.
Roode is going to pin the Universal Champion and then not get a title shot.
Doesn't mean shit.
Because The Fiend gets one.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll get one the following week on Raw.
No.
That'd be pretty cool, even though he'll lose.
Yeah, no.
And then The Fiend comes out.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Why is your voice getting higher?
All right, next up we have the Intercontinental Championship. Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Miz.
I've got Nakamura with a pin.
Same.
Nakamura with the pin. Any outside interference?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the point of him if he doesn't do that?
Right. United States Championship. AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander.
I've got AJ with a pin.
AJ with a pin.
As do I. Any outside interference?
No.
Yes.
I have yes. SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Charlotte Flair.
I've got Flair. Other.
Looks like Eric had crossed out his original pick and copied mine and said Flair. Good job.
I did not copy you guys. I had Charlotte. I wrote Charlotte.
I've got Flair. Other.
I have I have submission, no outside interference.
I have pin, yes to outside interference. That's pretty funny. That's probably the first time we all have something different for pin, submission, other.
Right.
Yep.
I've got yes to interference.
Okay. Yeah, like the two women championships are the ones I'm not sure of.
Yeah.
I think either one
completely
could go either way. WWE Championship, Kofi versus Randy.
Kofi with a pin.
Yep.
Kofi with a pin. Any outside interference?
I'm going to say yes here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
The Revival?
The Revival.
Yeah.
New Day.
And then the New Day come out. Raw Women's Championship. Becky versus Sasha.
I've got Sasha with a submission.
I have Sasha. No, she won't make her tap.
Becky's going to tap, you lunatic. You're
That's
crazy.
Sasha's finisher.
Becky's going to tap. A face is going to tap.
Yes.
A face champion like Becky.
Yes.
You're crazy.
I have Sasha with a pin.
I have Becky retaining with a submission and yes to outside interference.
Yes.
Yes. Sasha's going to be gone that long, come back, and tap
Just
out.
Just lose?
Yes. Okay. That's never happened before.
I know. That's true.
Fuck. I mean, no, look, I wouldn't be surprised if Sasha wins.
Yeah.
But I picked
It's that. The women's matches. I was stunned. I waited till the very last second and wrote a name.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the Ronda thing. If they're planning on having Ronda come back, then Becky's retaining.
Yeah, but she can lose to Sasha and then win it back before WrestleMania.
She can, but that's I think they'd want to have the story like Becky hasn't lost. Whole time.
And then Ronda Rousey wins at WrestleMania?
Maybe. And then they fucking do another one, you know?
A year from now.
A year from
next year.
And then Becky goes away and goes on Total Divas.
Yeah.
Universal Championship. Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman.
Rollins with a pin.
Of course.
Rollins with a pin. Any outside interference?
No.
No.
I have no. And does the Fiend attack the winner?
Sure.
I have no.
I have no as well.
Did you write that in?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any surprise appearances?
You wrote that in and put no?
Yeah.
That's such a great, like, for sure. I mean, you called it. You wrote it in.
Yeah. I just like to think of stuff.
All right.
He's a good thinker.
That's a for sure happening
thing. I did it so that you could have -2 now.
Yeah.
No, it's happening.
No, I think it'll happen on Raw.
We're in the end game
I think
now.
It'll happen on Raw. You know what I mean? But
oh, shit.
It'd be a cool ending. Does anyone have a surprise appearance?
I don't.
Yeah?
Harper will help.
Luke Harper?
Rowan.
Yeah. Interesting.
I almost wrote Brock Lesnar because the last two times I did that, he showed up. Fuck, maybe I should do it.
No.
Can I still do it? No, because I think that would be silly to have him show up here.
Yeah.
When he's probably going to show up on the first episode of SmackDown.
Right.
They had to have been off TV for a while. That wouldn't be the case with Lesnar here.
Yeah.
When have we seen him last?
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
SummerSlam. So it's been a month.
Yeah, a month.
A month and a half. Or no, a month. How many announcer tables are broken?
One.
I have one as well.
Cross it off.
What's the opening match?
Raw tag titles.
That's a good one.
I have Raw tag titles as well.
Because they have to fight twice.
Yeah.
I'm going to put IC title. I don't think they start with it. All
right. Okay. Main event.
Rollins and Braun.
Versus Rude and Ziggler. All right. I have Rollins and Braun, the universal title.
Yeah.
Damn. Good one. Good call.
And then what's your lock of the century?
Nakamura.
Yeah, it's good. I have AJ Styles. He ain't losing the title.
What's yours? See, but they could all lose by DQ. I put Seth Rollins over Braun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, like, that could get interrupted by The Fiend.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, Nakamura could lose by DQ. AJ Styles could lose by DQ. I was like, fuck, well, I don't even know what to pick here.
Right. This was a hard...
I almost picked Gulak. Like, because I don't see the other two guys winning.
No.
Yeah.
Not, but then I don't watch 205 Live, so you never know.
There it is. Hashtag end still.
I'm going to...
Thanks, Shayna.
Destroy. I'm going to destroy. One, two...
Eric.
He's going to destroy.
Three matches.
Between me and you, bud.
Yeah, he's going to destroy the toilet
I have
after
a 15-point lead as of right now. A 15-point lead. Wow. I better not blow it like the Jets. All right.
You're misreading that, Andrew. All you score is 15 points.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Woo!
Do it, and we'll see you after Clash of Champions. Cross your fingers, because it's probably going to suck.
Clash your fingers.
Yeah, geez.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.